My name is Carlisle Collinson. I am 10 years old. Today is
April 4th.
And I'm speaking with my grandparents, who is my favorite grandparents. We are recording in this interview in Honolulu, Hawaii. Where were our ancestors born?
Our ancestors on the Collinson side were born in England, in that area.
Cool. Thanks. Do you know the story of why and how our ancestors came to this country?
I do not, except that I was told that they were originally coming on the Mayflower, and I guess that was to find a better life.
Oh, that's cool. So, can you tell me a great story you know about an ancestor?
I don't know anything about the really far back ancestors. My brother John has got all that information, but I can tell you about some of the Collinsons. My grandfather was a farmer. He grew tobacco, peaches,
cool,
and corn in Maryland.
I never knew that. That is so cool. So, are there any classic family jokes, stories, or songs that you can share with me?
I'm sure there are. Just let me think about it before this is over. I'll try to remember one.
Okay. So,
one of the funniest stories I can always remember is when I grew up as a boy, we had a large family with lots of nice kids, and we had one dog named Major, and we used to call him Major the Mutt. And he would run around, and he would sneak outside, he would run away, get into clean clothes. He was just everybody's favorite dog, though, because he really liked the kids, he liked all of us.
That's so cool. So, can you tell me a little bit about your childhood? What were you like as a child?
Well, I'm the oldest child of 12 children. I can remember going to school in Ignan as a young kid because my dad was stationed over there for the Berlin Airlift. And then I was blessed to be in a large family of children and parents who were good people. And it's just fun growing up. We moved a lot. My dad was in the military. We moved probably no less than 8 or 9 times.
Really? Cool.
I lived in the Philippines. I lived in England. I lived in Utah. I lived in Florida. I lived in Mississippi. I lived in London. I lived in, I'm trying to think of the rest of them. I was born in Sacramento, born in California. And I lived in Pennsylvania. Let's see, where else? Maryland. I can't think of any more.
Oh, that's okay. Here, do you have a nickname? And how did you get it?
Well, that's a cheap shot, but since I have to do this, I'll tell you. I was called Nudie, and I don't know how I got it.
Cool. That's funny. Are there any traditions that have been passed down through our family that you can tell me about?
Well, let's think. One is a lot of members of my family have been in the military. I wasn't, but some other family members were. My brother Alan, my brother Michael, and my son Newt, and Alan, my brother. And we've had a big family there, and we had traditions of that. And we have had some doctors in the family. My great-grandfather was a doctor, and my daughter is a doctor, Courtney. And we had some farmers. My grandfather was a farmer. We had other people farm the land before him. That land was in the Collinson name for about 140 years.
That's really interesting. Is there anything else you'd like to tell me about?
I guess just growing up in a house with 12 kids was pretty interesting.
I bet.
Why don't you tell us stories of growing up in the Philippines?
And growing up in the Philippines was a lot of fun. I was young. I got to the Philippines when I was 11 and a half, and we lived off base, which means we lived on the economy in the Filipino neighborhoods, and that was an experience.
Cool.
One day the dog got loose, and I can remember all of us running up and down the road yelling, "Here, Major, here, Major, here, Major," and people would stick their heads out of their houses saying, "He's not here." So we finally caught him and came home. But the Filipino people were very nice people, very loving, gentle people. And when we got there, we moved on base after about a year, and we lived in base housing. And we lived near the swimming pool and near the big playground and the big recreation field was where all the marches took place. A lot of people don't know this, but the Philippines were taken over by the Japanese. And we actually lived in some of the areas where the Japanese lived during the war.
That's really cool. Thank you for doing this, Granddaddy.
You're welcome. Thank you for asking me.
You're welcome. Bye.
Bye-bye, sweetheart. I love you.
Love you.
And Carlisle?
Yes.